来看提摩太前书。
Let's turn to 1 Timothy.
第六章。
1 Timothy chapter 6.
第七节。
1 Timothy chapter 6 verse 7.
七节，因为我们没有带什么到世上来，也不能带什么去。八节
，verse eight，
只要有衣有食，就当知足。九节
，nine，
但那些想要发财的人，就陷在迷惑，落在网罗和许多无知有害的私欲里，叫人沉在败坏和灭亡中。十节
，ten，
贪财是万恶之根，有人贪恋钱财，就被引诱离了真道，用许多愁苦把自己刺透了。在这里，这个保罗接下来告诉我们，知足的重要。
So here, Paul in these verses told us about the importance of contentment.
在这个神所颁布给人的十条诫命里面。
So in the Ten Commandments that God has given man.
有关这个人的方面呢。
There is a portion that is related directly to men's to men.
这个境界人贪心、也是占了一个很大的比例、
That jealousy and envy is a part is a big sin for man.
不可贪恋人的妻子。
That you are not to be covet man's wife, another man's wife.
钱财。
His possessions.
贪恋。这个人的仆婢、牛驴等等财产。
And you're not to covet his the amount of his cattle, the amount of his land, and etc.
这同样是诫命。
So this is these are all commandments.
所以我们经常在谈说，我们不可以违反神的诫命。我们通常都谈到说要不可以这个违反拜偶像啦，这个第七戒奸淫罪啦。
So when we talk about not breaking God's commandments, we often speak about how we should not worship idols or how we should not break the seventh commandment, which is adultery.
但是我们对这个贪心的感觉好仿佛啦好像就觉得没有那么的严重
So, but when we treat the commandment that thou shalt not covet, we don't put as much emphasis on it.
但是在这里告诉我们
，But here it tells us，
这个贪财啊是万恶之根呢、啊。
That the lust of money is the root of all evil。
贪心贪财是所有坏事的根本。
That this greed is the root of all kinds of evil。
因为会让我们陷在迷惑，落在网罗。第九节那里
So it is a temptation and a snare.
会被许多无知有害的私欲，叫我们沉在败坏跟灭亡当中。
That it, too many foolish and harmful lusts which will drown men in destruction and perdition.
会让我们离开神的道。
It will lead us away from the doctrine of God.
当然了，就会被许多的愁苦所刺透了。
And then, therefore, we will be pierced with many afflictions.
那人往往会在哪些方面在这个违反神要我们不可贪心的诫命。
So where the so what are some of the examples that God tells us that we should not covet?
那第一个部分就是这里所说的钱财的部分。
So here it tells us about the lust of money.
当然呢，也包含我们的财产我们的不动产。
And also it talks about also part refers to possessions.
我们来看一个例子。
So let's look at an example.
来看列王记上的21章。
Let's turn to 1 Kings chapter 21.
列王记上21章。
1 Kings chapter 21.
21章这里记载着北朝以色列国的亚哈王。
So this talks about the northern kingdom of Israel, King Ahab.
因为他看中了在他这个王宫旁边这个一块地。
Because he saw next to his palace this piece of land.
那一个葡萄园属于一个叫 拿伯的人所拥有。
That this vineyard belonged to a man named Naboth.
我们来看这一段的记载。
Let us read this passage.
啊，列王记上二十一章。
First Kings chapter 21.
第一节
Verse 1.
这是以后又有一事，耶斯列人拿伯在耶斯列有一个葡萄园，靠近撒玛利亚王亚哈的宫。二节
Verse 2.
亚哈对拿伯说，你将你的葡萄园给我做菜园啊，因为是靠近我的宫，我就把更好的葡萄园换给你啊，或是你要银子，我就按着价值给你。三节
Verse 3.
拿伯对亚哈说，我敬畏主，万不敢将啊我先人留下的产业给你。四节
Verse 4.
亚哈因耶斯列人拿伯说，我不敢将我先人留下的产业给你，就闷闷不乐地回宫，躺在床上，连转向内也不吃饭。啊，这里记载着齁啊，当这个亚哈王啊哦，他要不到他想要的这个葡萄园呢。
So here it tells us that Abraham, that Ahab was not able to obtain the vineyard that he desired.
哦，心里啊啊闷闷不乐啊，连饭啊都不想吃了。
And then he became so distraught that he lay down in his bed and refused to eat food.
哦，我们想想看哦，这个拿伯为什么啊啊不把他的葡萄园哦啊这个给亚哈王。
So why did Naboth not sell his land, his vineyard to Ahab?
哦，是亚哈王啊，说要把更好的葡萄园跟他交换。
That Ahab would have given him a better vineyard.
哦，甚至要高价购买他的葡萄园。
Or to and he was going to buy Naboth's vineyard with a more expensive price.
哦，在价值的考量也好，在这个哦这个面对君王的权势威胁的考量也好，拿伯应该啊，哦，要恭敬不如从命才对啊。
That the king was to give him a price greater than what the in either in money or in another vineyard that was greater than what his vineyard was worth. So it seemed like it was a very good deal.
哦，但拿伯他不愿意。
But Naboth refused.
哦，如同他告诉亚哈王说，我因为敬畏神。
Because I fear God.
哦，不可以把先人留下的产业啊来卖给你。
That the Lord forbid that I should give you the inheritance of my fathers to you.
哦，原来在利未记的二十五章那里有记载。
This is recorded in the in Leviticus chapter 25.
哦，神给各支派、各族、各家的产业不可以卖断。
That the Israelites are not to sell the land that they inherited.
哦，因为这样能够避免财产集中在少数人的手里啊。
And there, because that way they can keep the land, that the people can keep the still have the land.
哦，对神的选民是一个保障。
That it is a inheritance for the people.
哦，这是神的命令。
So this is the intention of God.
律法的规定。
This is written in the law.
哦，所以拿伯啊不敢违反神的律法。
So therefore, Naboth did not wish to go against God's laws.
不惜拒绝这个王的哦这个高价的收购。
That he did not wish to, therefore he refused the offer by the king.
哦，也不怕怒犯龙颜呐，哦，这个王会不高兴。
Right, and he also was not afraid of the anger and the wrath of the king.
好，所以我们又看到一个因为敬畏神哦，勇敢哦，坚持啊，这个神的要求跟神的规定。
So we can see the courage of a man who fears God, who is willing to keep the commandments of God.
哦，那亚哈啊，他要不到他想要的东西。
So Ahab was not able to obtain what he desired.
哦，他跟拿伯说哈，说他这个拿伯的葡萄园可以做他的菜园呢。
So Abraham wanted to take Naboth's vineyard and make it into a vegetable garden for himself.
亚哈是王哎。
Ahab was the king.
他哪需要菜园
？He wanted to turn it. He wanted to a vegetable garden.
好，所以他所想的，他所图的又是什么
？So what was he thinking? What was his plan?
哎，无非是啊，让他的产业能够增加。
That he wishes to, he wanted to
扩展他的产业。
He wanted to expand his his land.
能够 以房接房，以地连地。
That he wanted to his he wanted this land because it was next to his land. He wanted to expand his territory.
这个才是他所要的啦。
That's what he wanted.
哦，所以他达不到他的目的，心里很不舒服啊。
And because he was unable to fulfill his desires, his heart became very sad.
所以他跟拿伯说啊。你的葡萄园可以当我的菜园，其实只是一个借口。
That his explanation to his reasoning to Naboth that he wanted to use his vineyard as a vegetable garden was just an excuse.
哦，只不过是他图谋更多产业的借口啊。
It was just an excuse to hide that he wanted to expand his territory.
哦，但是亚哈他毕竟还是以色列人。
But Ahab was still an Israelite.
他知道神的律法规定。
He knew what was written in God's laws.
哦，所以虽然哦喜欢，但是要不到啊。
That even though he desired the land, he was unable to have it.
也无可奈何啊，只能闷闷不乐啊，饭吃不下而已啊。
There was nothing he can do. All he can do was to be sad and to abstain from eating.
哦，但是他的太太就不是这样子啦。
But his wife was not like this.
哎，亚哈的太太就是出名的邪恶皇后耶洗别。
That his wife was the infamous Jezebel.
哦，这耶洗别不是以色列人哦。
That Jezebel was not an Israelite.
她是西顿王的女儿。
That she was the daughter of the king of Sidon.
哦，那这个西顿王啊，他在还没这个篡位当王之前哦，他是西顿国的祭司。
And before he became before this his her father became the king, he was the priest.
哦，所以哦，他们是拜偶像的。
So their kingdom worshipped idols.
哎，那后来他篡位当了王。
And then later he became king.
哦，把他女儿嫁给这个以色列王亚哈。
And therefore, and then the king of Sidon gave his daughter to Ahab as a wife.
哎，他的女儿把这个拜偶像哦通通带到以色列国来了。
And as a result, Jezebel brought all the practices of worshiping idols into the kingdom of Israel.
把全国陷入到这个得罪神拜偶像的大罪里面。
And she led all the Israelites into sinning against God by worshiping idols.
既然他是拜偶像，他当然他就不会遵守神的律法了。
And since she worshipped idols, naturally she would not respect God's laws.
哦，所以他就替他的先生想了一个办法。
So she thought came up with a plan for her husband.
哦，我们来看看哦。
So let us continue reading.
二十一章列王记上
First Kings chapter 21
二十一章第八节
Chapter 21 verse 8
八节于是托亚哈的名写信用王的印印上送给那些与拿伯同城居住的长老贵胄九节
Verse 9
信上写着说你们当宣告禁食叫拿伯坐在民间的高位上十节
Verse 10
又叫两个匪徒坐在拿伯对面做见证告他说你谤赌神和王了，随后就把他拉出去用石头打死。这个耶洗别替他先生想出这么恶毒的计谋来。
So Queen Jezebel came up with this terrible scheme for her husband.
用诡计，用假见证，谋财害命。
That she was to to hire these scoundrels to bear false witness against Naboth.
哦，夺了这个拿伯的葡萄园。
In order to gain the vineyard of Naboth.
哦，用什么方法？
And what did she use?
假冒他先生的名。
That falsely signed letters by Abraham by Ahab.
要拿伯。他的城里的贵胄长老宣告禁食。
That he wanted the elders of the city to proclaim a great fast.
哦，用最光冕堂皇的方法哦。
And to make seat Naboth in an honored place.
来遮掩他最无耻卑鄙的贪婪。
And then there the people would slander him.
哦， 结果拿伯就这样被害死了。
And because of and from this method, Naboth was harmed.
哦，亚哈不知情啊。
Ahab did not know this.
哦，哎，他还很高兴啊，哦，要去啊，这个拿取拿伯的葡萄园。
And therefore, Ahab joyfully went and gained acquired Naboth's vineyard.
哦，所以神呐、啊，啊、要。哦，一这个一个使者去警告他。
So, so God sent a prophet to criticize, to rebuke Ahab.
哦，告诉他把他自己把自己卖了。
That he has sold himself.
哦，啊，所以当先知以利亚告诉了亚哈王他的太太所作所为啊。
So Elijah told Ahab what his wife had done.
哦，亚哈啊、哦、就。啊、撕裂衣服啊，禁食啊，啊，身穿麻布啊。
So after hearing this, Ahab tore his clothes and put on a sack garment.
哦，神看到他悔改了。
And God saw Ahab repent.
哦，降暂时不降灾在他家里啊。
That he will not that therefore.God will not punish his family.
哦，到他的儿子的时候才降灾。
But rather he will punish his son's family.
哦，所以亚哈还尚有一丝一毫的良知存在。
So we can see that there is a small bit of goodness in Abraham in Ahab.
可惜的啊，就是他娶错了太太。
But unfortunately, Ahab married the wrong woman.
如果他是娶了一个敬虔哦，敬畏神的老婆的话。
But if Ahab had married a wife that honored God,
哦，相信啊，他绝对不会犯这个大罪。
That Ahab would not have committed this great sin.
哦，所以今天哦，我们的婚姻很重要。
So our marriage is very important.
哦，我们的另一半很重要。
That our significant other is very important.
哦，他是不是能够成为我们在天国路上的伴侣？
That it would they be my helper on this journey to heaven?
还是天国路上的绊脚石？
Or rather, will they be a hindrance to me on my way to heaven?
在于我们是不是愿意遵守神的啊这个吩咐教导？
That would they be able to keep the commandments of God?
哦，来选择我们的对象。
That do we in choosing our other half
来培养来造就他的信仰
that in order for them to build up our spiritual life together
哦，这个啊，俗话说哦，听母嘴大富贵哈，听太太的话大富大贵。
So when we listen to our wife's words, we can have great.A great blessing or a great trouble.
哦，但是亚哈错了哈，听母嘴煞真闹鬼哦。
So that but Ahab was the other way that he listened to his wife, and as a result, he had encountered great troubles.
哦，所以这个也告诉我们哦。
So this tells us.
哦，今天呢，我们不能够让哦我们的家人阻挡了我们跟神的关系。
That we cannot allow our family to hinder our relationship with God.
我们要靠主刚强、哦、
That we must rely on God.
好，所以我们看到亚哈，他因为贪得人家的产业。
Because we see that how Abraham envied another person's land.
哦，把自己陷入到哦这个啊、这个得罪神的大罪里面
And because he had this envy, he committed this great sin against God.
哦，他的后代呀、啊，啊、就哦。这个啊、被神所哦所管教了哦。
And as a result, his descendants were punished by God.
哦，结束他的王朝。
And they ended his reign.
哦，所以亚哈贪得产业。
So Ahab envied the land.
哦，在神啊、要我们不可贪心的诫命上哦犯了罪。
So and before God, we should not commit the sin of covetousness.
哦，这是我们看到第一个哦。
So this is the first thing that we see.
在钱财产业上贪心。
That we covet another person's land.、
哦、再来。
So let us continue to look.
啊、还会在哪方面哦啊来违反神不可贪心的诫命
？So where else could we sin against God by coveting?
我们来看。大卫王的例子。
Let us also look at the example of King David.
好，我们来看撒母耳记下。
Let us turn to 2 Samuel.
12章。
2 Samuel chapter 12.
撒母耳记下12章。
2 Samuel chapter 12.
12章我们请看第八节。
Let us turn to 2 Samuel chapter 12 verse 8.
八节，我将你主人的家业赐给你，将你主人的妻交在你怀里，又将以色列和犹大家赐给你。你若还以为不足，我早就加倍的赐给你。九节。
Verse 9.
你为什么藐视神的命令，行他眼中看为恶的事呢？你借亚门人的刀杀害赫人乌利亚，又娶了他的妻为妻。十节。
Verse 10.
你既藐视我，娶了赫人乌利亚的妻为妻，所以刀剑必永不离开你的家。十一节。
Verse 11.
神如此说，我必从你的家中兴起祸患攻击你，我必在你眼前把你的兵妃赐给别人，他在日光之下就与他们同寝。十二节。
Verse 12.
你在暗中行这事，我却要在以色列众人面前日光之下报应你。这个是大卫被神所差派的这个拿单先知指责啊。
So this is the rebuke that God had his prophet Nathan tell David.
因为他在这个情欲上犯了罪。
Because of the sin that David had committed.
我们都知道他借着这个借着敌人的手杀的这个乌利亚。
So we know that that through the hands of the enemies that David slayed Uriah.
来达到他这个抢夺乌利亚妻子的目的。
And the purpose was so that David can gain Uriah's wife.
合神心意的大卫。
This was the David who was a man after God's heart.
在一辈子唯一的污点就是这个事情。
But this was a great sin that David had committed.
这个事情是什么时候发生的？
And when did this happen?
在撒母耳记下的十一章。
Let's turn to 2 Samuel chapter 11.
我们来看第二节。
Verse 2.
二节，一日太阳平息，大卫从床上起来，在王宫的平顶上游行，看见一个妇人沐浴，容貌甚美。三节。
Verse 3.
大卫就差人打听那妇人是谁，有人说她是以莲的女儿，赫人乌利亚的妻。拔示巴。四节。
Verse 4.
大卫差人去将妇人接来，那时她的月经才得洁净，她来的大卫与她同房，她就回家去。五节。
Verse 5.
于是她怀了孕，打发人告诉大卫说，我怀了孕。这里我们看到大卫是在什么情况犯罪的。
So here we can see how David committed sin.
是在国中太平的时候。
It was during a time when the kingdom was at war.
睡觉睡到太阳平息的时候。
So David slept till the sun was about to set.
太平盛世让人放松了。警戒。
So during the time of peace, that men would let down their guard.
所以我们经常这么说，说生于忧患，死于安乐。在这个患难的环境里头，我们都会保持警醒警戒。
So that when we are in times of trouble, that we will be more alert and protect ourselves.
不会轻易犯罪。
That we will not be very easily commit sin.
但往往在那个平安顺境的时候，我们失去的警醒而落在罪的网罗当中。
But it's when we are at ease that we are more likely to sin.
大卫就是个例子。
So David is a good example of this.
当这个拔示巴怀的孕。
So Bathsheba became pregnant.
差人告诉大卫。
So then somebody told David.
怎么办？
Asked him, what are we going to do?
一夜风流换来这个悲惨的下场。如果这个肚子一天一天的大了被发现了。
So if her belly grows bigger and bigger, and somebody finds out.
你的丈夫在前线打仗，你怎么会怀孕呢？
And they would wonder, well, how can you be pregnant when your husband's out and fighting wars?
你这个淫妇，告诉我这个孩子的父亲是谁。
So then you must have committed adultery. Tell me, who is the father of your child?
我们要把他抓来一并治罪。
So we will take him and we will accuse him.
八十八说，这孩子的父亲是当今的皇上。这下子糟糕了。
That then Bathsheba would have to say, well, the father of my child is the king of our country.
所以大卫要想办法。
So David would have to come up with a plan.
在这个肚子还没有挺出来之前呢，一定要处理掉这件事情。
Before Bathsheba's pregnancy begins to show, David has to resolve this problem.
第一个他想的方法就是移花接木之计。从前线呢、让这个乌利亚、放荣誉假回来了。
So the first thing that David wanted to do was to cover himself. So he invited, he had Uriah come back from the battle.
要他回家休息。
He told him, come home and rest with your, rest in your home, in your house.
想要、把这个、这个事情啊，就赖到那个乌利亚的身上去了。
So therefore he wanted to push this situation onto Uriah.
没想到这个哈、乌利亚哈、这个忠心耿耿呐、不肯回家。
But he never thought that Uriah would be so loyal and not go home.
这个王和王的哈、这个王的元帅啊，还有我的同袍战友啊，都在这个旷野上，我怎么能够回家抱着太太睡觉
？So he said that my commander and my comrades in the army are all sleeping on the field. How can I go home and sleep in the embrace of my wife?
甚至啊，在王的面前呢、发誓啊，我绝对不做这个事情。
So I will never do such a thing before my king.
这个大卫啊，没有办法哦，把他灌醉了，叫他回家。
So King David, David then invited Uriah back and tried to get him drunk and then sent him home.
结果这个乌利亚还是不回家。
But again, Uriah did not decide not to go home.
今天不回家哦。
So he said, "I will not go home today."
没有办法可想的大卫啊。
So he was not able to go. He did not follow David's plan.
既然呢、移花接木之计不成。那只好来一个借刀杀人啊。
So since this, David was not able to resolve the situation this way, he decided to use the sword to fix his problem.
乌利亚，你不要怪我哦，是你自己敬酒不吃，要吃罚酒的啦。
So, Uriah, you cannot blame me. I offered you a delightful way of fixing this problem, but no, so I will use a more bitter method.
写的信要乌利亚带回去。
So David wrote a letter for Uriah to take to the battlefield.
交给约押将军应该要怎么做。
And it was a letter to Uriah's commander as to what he should do to Uriah.
这个乌利亚真的是忠心耿耿哦。
So you can see Uriah was a very faithful, loyal soldier.
亲自带着这一封自己的索命信啊，去给约押将军呢、
So that Uriah carried a letter containing his own death sentence to his commander.
约押一看，就照大卫的吩咐做了。
So when Joab saw David's letter, he did accordingly.
把乌利亚派到最前线。
So Joab assigned Uriah to the front of the battle.
然后突然喊退兵哈、让这个大傻瓜乌利亚就被敌人杀了。
And on command, the people in the front were to retreat and allow the enemy to slay Uriah.
那大卫就名正言顺的把乌利亚的妻子这个八示巴接到皇宫。
And by slaying Uriah, David was able to take Bathsheba and bring her into the palace.
不知情的人们还高声赞美王的仁慈，连这个小兵的遗孀王都照顾啊。
And not only this, that David will also receive the praise of the people, saying that, wow, look at David, he was able to take care of the widow of the small soldier.
人不知道，神都知道。
But what God, what man doesn't know, God knows.
所以神要拿单先知去责备大卫。
So God sent the prophet Nathan to criticize David.
告诉大卫啊。
To tell David.
你想想看哦。
think what you, about what you did.
你本来只是一个小牧童啊。
That you were just an insignificant shepherd.
哦，今天神啊，哦，把这个所罗王，哦，扫罗王一切通通赐给你。
That and but now God had given you all that King Saul had possessed.
如果你还不满足啊，神可以加倍再给你。
And if you were not satisfied, God would have given you more.
哦，你为什么藐视神的命令？
But why? So why did you commit sins against God's word?
行神眼中看为恶的事啊。
So,
哦，行神眼中看为恶的事啊，看为这个坏的事啊。
So why did you look at this wrong?
所以大卫啊，哦，他因为他对这个感情的不满足。
Because David was not satisfied.
哦，也许啊，跟他的第一段婚姻有关系啊。第一段婚姻啊，都是他娶的扫罗王的这个女儿米甲嘛。
Because he had a very unfulfilling relationship with his wife, Micah, Saul's daughter.
哦，那个是扫罗啊啊所设的诡计，要借此啊，哦，要大卫的命。
It's because it was because a way of Saul wanting to take David's life.
哦，那米甲哦，公主为了自保，出卖了大卫。
So and to protect herself, Micah married David.
哦，说大卫啊啊要哦这个这不念夫妻之情哦，说如果不放我走啊，我就要把你杀掉。
And says, if you do not release me, I will kill you.
哦，其实根本不是这么一回事。
But this is not the situation.
哦，那因为扫罗王棒打鸳鸯啊，害大卫哦，这一段感情啊破裂掉了。
And because of this, Saul was able to destroy the relationship between David and Micah.
哦，虽然大卫后来又娶了几个太太。
So afterwards, David was married several other wives.
哦，但是情人呢、啊，总是初恋的最美嘛。
But
first the love.
But his first love was the most is the sweetest.
哦，啊、这个也许啊是大卫哦，他在感情上没办法满足，所以他犯罪的原因。
So and because of this, that David's heart was not satisfied, so therefore he committed this sin.
哦，其实就如同拿单先知啊、所对他讲的话。
So the words that the prophet Nathan had spoken to David.
他不可以用这样的方法。
That you cannot use this method.
哦，他如果、啊、想要为自己多娶个太太，他可以用正当的管道啊。
So David wanted to marry more wives or more women that he could have used a legal method.
他不可以去抢夺人家的太太。
He cannot steal another man's wife.
哦，在我们现在这个世代里头啊。
In our times today.
哎，哦，捡现成的比较快的哦。
We can break our married vows very easily.
哎，所以现在很流行叫小三哦，小三啊。第三者啦。
So we can simply say, I think, was it third time's the charm?、
哦、当人的第三者啦。
Oh, the third party.
哦，哎，我如果、哦、嫁给一个这个哈、哦，嫁给一个先生啦、啊，然后跟他拼死拼活哦，才有成就，那我也人老珠黄啦、啊。那不如啊，我看到那个人家已经成功了，我抢人家的丈夫来得快嘛，哦，这个叫小三啦、啊，哦。
So as a third party, so.
哦，这个世代就是这样子。
So our world is like this today.
哦，啊，所以哦，我们一定要敬畏神。
So we must fear God.
好，一定要有感恩的心哦。
We must have a heart of thanksgiving.
因为我们的另一半呢、啊、是神配合的。
So that we must be satisfied with the other half that God has prepared、哦、given us.
我们要看好。
So we must be satisfied.
哦，不可以让任何的人原因呢、啊，哦，影响到我们跟另一半的感情。
So we should not have a third party come and influence our relationship with our other half.
哦，我们要以神配合给我们另一半为满足。
We should be satisfied with what God has, with the other half that God has prepared for us.
哦，所以大卫在这个感情上
在这个美色上他不满足。
So in this aspect, David was not satisfied.
违反了神不可贪心的诫命。
And he committed the sin of covetousness.
刀剑不离开他的家。
And as a result, the sword never left his family.
到最后你看，如同他所讲的，他害的杀了人家一个儿子，他还人家四个儿子，赔了四倍。
And because he killed one man, that David lost four sons.
那跟八十八那个罪的结晶后来暗嫩后来亚沙龙，后来亚多尼亚死了四个儿子。
And because David lost the son that Bathsheba in him first conceived, he also lost the son Absalom, Amon, and Adonijah.
那自己在年纪老迈的时候，被自己亲生的儿子亚沙龙背叛追杀。
And in addition, in his old age, he was pursued by his son Absalom, who wished to take the throne.
自己的嫔妃被亚沙龙自己的孩子公众侮辱。
And his own army was taken by Absalom and used to chase him.
嫔妃然后就是他的这个他的太太被这个亚沙龙在大庭广众之下侮辱了。
And his own concubines were taken by Absalom, and in front of everybody, he had relations with them.
就像这个拿单先知神借着拿单先知对他的审判。
And it's just like the punishment that God that Nathan spoke to, that God wanted Nathan to speak to David.
这个果子太苦了。
That this this punishment was very harsh.
那最后我们除了在这个钱财上在这个美色感情上，我们还容易会在一个一件事情上方面也会违反神叫我们不可贪心的诫命。
So in another aspect, there's one other thing that God wishes us not to covet.
我们来看民数记。
Let's turn to the book of Numbers.
16章。
Numbers chapter 16.
民数记十六章
Numbers chapter 16,
第八节
verse 8。
八节摩西又对可拉说，利未的子孙啊，你们听我说，第九节
verse 9。
以色列的神从以色列会中将你们分别出来，使你们亲近他办神帐幕的事，并站在会幕前替他们当差，十节
10。
神又使你和你一切弟兄利未人的子孙一同亲近他，这岂为小事？你们还要求祭司的职任吗？十一节
，verse 11。
你和你一党的人聚集是攻击神，亚伦算什么？你们竟向他发怨言。在这里记载着以色列百姓在旷野的路上所发生的一件事情。
So this records an event that happened in the wilderness.When the Israelites were going to Canaan.
就是这个利未支派里头这个可拉以及这个当时的以色列会中的250个首领一起来反抗摩西跟亚伦的带领。
So in the wilderness, the Korah and led 250 other Levites to rebel, to challenge Moses' authority.
认为摩西亚伦上至专权呐。
That they felt that Moses had taken too much authority.
为什么这个大祭司都是你们在做so, 都是你们家人在做。
So why is it that the priesthood is only given to your family?
我们也可以做啊。
That we can also do this as well.
应该民主应该要用选举啦。
That we should elect our priests.
怎么都是你们这个家族在做呢
？So why is it that the priesthood only falls onto your family？
我们知道当时神设立的这个祭司啊。
That we know that God had selected his priests.
特别拣选这个利未支派。
That he had purposely selected the Levites to be his priests.
能够替代其他的支派专门来服侍神。
That they were to serve the people of Israel in establishing their relationship with God.
那当中的这个大祭司
哦，规定唯有亚伦的子孙才能够承接。
And God has determined that that only the descendants of Aaron can be the high priest.
哦，那亚伦呢？的这个两个儿子哈、哦，也因为在这个侍奉上疏忽马虎啊，哦，献了燔火而被神所击杀。
And the two sons of Aaron offered a profane fire to God, and as a result, God had killed them.
哦，付出了很大的一个代价。
And they offered a great this offering was a great wrong.
哦，但是哦当时的这些。哦，这个啊，其他的这个利未人呐、啊，没有看清楚这一点呢、啊。
But the other Levites did not were not very clear on this.
哦，他们看到的是哦，大祭司高高在上的权柄。
But rather they only saw the prestige of being high priest.
哦，所以他们也想争着要那个权位啊。
And therefore they also wanted this position.
哦，所以他们就结合其他的领导人呐、啊，一起来革命了。
So they decided to rebel along with all the with the other Levites.
好、哦，所以摩西呀、就责备这些利未人。
So Moses rebuked these Levites.
哦，神从以色列会中将你们特别分别，让你们来亲近神，办侍奉神的事情。
That Moses told them that God has selected you to.And separated you from the congregation so that you may serve him.
这不是小事、欸、
This is not a small matter.、
哦、你们还要求这个祭司的职任、啊、
And now you want to obtain the authority of the priesthood.
你们不是在攻击亚伦、欸、
That you are not the descendants of Aaron.、
哦、你们是在攻击神啊、
You are not rebelling against Aaron. You are rebelling against God.
可拉一党的人。
But the people that follow Korah
不以能够侍奉神为满足。
But the people that follow Korah was not satisfied with their service to God.
哦，而贪图不属于他们的那个大祭司的位置。
But rather they envied the position of high priest.
哦，这个跟保罗所说的哈、哦，人想要得监督的职位哈、哦，是因为恋慕上工是不一样的哦。
So it just tells that, like what Paul said, that men would wish to seek after a position.
哦，所以我们不要说啊，那个教会哦，这个啊长老啦、执事啊，哎，都是专权哦，他们啊都是要当领导哦，在统治哦。
That you can see that the ministers and the pastors in the church they're seeking to have high authority in the church.
哎，做不好哈、哦，神会修理的、哎。
That if you that whatever is not done correctly, God will fix.
哦，哎，哦，但是这里可拉哦，他并不是哦恋慕善功，想要多服侍神，而是他要那一个权力啊、哦，要那一个位置。
But Korah did not wish to pursue the high priesthood to serve God, but rather he wanted the authority and the prestige.
哦，源自于人的骄傲。
It was for his own pride.
哦，所以他贪图那个不属于他们的权。
So he envied the position that is not rightfully his.
哦，在这个神所颁布的不可贪心的诫命上。来违背神。
So he committed sin against God for envying a position that is not his.
哦，所以最后哈、哦、这个地开了口，把他们通通吞下去。
So as a result, the earth split open and swallowed these people.
哦，可拉党人贪权。
So Korah envied power.
哦。表面是攻击摩西跟亚伦，实际上是在攻击神。
But even though on surface it looked like Korah was rebelling against Moses and Aaron, but in actuality he was rebelling against God.
所以神亲自处理他们。
So God removed them.
哦，所以我们服侍神的人也要谨慎这一点。
So as servants, so we who serve God, we must be aware of this.
我们都是仆人。
We are all servants.
哦，只不过。啊、在神的面前侍奉、啊、因着圣灵给我们恩赐不同、啊、 安排的位置不一样。
That we have received different gifts from the Holy Spirit, and that we and that our assignments are different.
哦，教会的传道长职负责人都是仆人。
That the pastors, the elders, the board members in the church, we are all servants.
哦，照着神给我们的恩赐来服侍神跟服侍弟兄姐妹。
That through the gifts that God has given us, we are serving God and the congregation.
哦，所以在教会里头哦。不可以有好像当官的长职传道负责人。
So in the church we should not have this heart this attitude of rebellion against the ministers.
哦，但是在教会里头啊，我们弟兄姐妹哈，对这些服侍神的仆人们也应当要有所敬重。
So when we serve God, we also should have the heart of serving the congregation.
啊，弟兄姐妹哦，对于服侍神的传道长职负责人要尊敬哦。好像尊敬神。
Oh, so when
honor.
So when we serve, when we serve the congregation, we should honor them as if we are honoring God.
Congregation honor servant of God like honor God.
Okay. So the congregation should honor the servants of God as if they were honoring God.
Oh, 不可以哦，像流氓的一样哦，苛刻、蛮横、无理、挑剔哦。
So we should not be like we should not
不可以像 gangster 那样。
Oh, should not be like gangsters.
哦。这样神也不高兴。
And God is not would not be very happy with this.
哦，所以哈、哦，这个是我们会在哦这个不可贪心的诫命上常犯的三个哦这个常常会犯的三点。
So these are the three sins that we would likely commit with envy.
哦，在这个。眼目的情欲、肉体的情欲、精神的骄傲上。
So the eyes, so that we lust after the possession, after with our eyes and with the pride of our life.
哦，所以我们应当要有一个知足的心。
So we should have a contentful heart.
哦，满足于神给我们日常生活的供应。
So that we should be content with what God has given us.
满足神啊，为我们所配合的。哦，这个另一半。
So we should be content with the spouse that God has given us.
哦，满足于神给我们安排的服事的位置。
And that content with the service that God has asked us to do.
哦，那我们就能够得到好处。
So therefore, then we will benefit.
哦，敬虔加上知足的心便是大利了。
So godliness with contentment is great gain.
哦，愿神。祝福我们。
So may God protect, bless us.
在末世危险的日子当中。
So in the dangerous time of the end, at the end of time.
我们都能够用敬虔加上知足的心来度日。
So that we may have great gains with godliness and contentment.
好，因为时间的关系，我们就直接来祷告。
Because of time, let us just kneel down and pray.
好，我们祷告的时候继续为。这个 Vivian 跟两个孩子来代祷，因为他们身体欠安哈。
So in our prayers, let us continue to pray for Sister Vivian and her two daughters.
我们一起同心跪下祷告。
Let's kneel down and pray together.